Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, time to hustle and shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Cooper Studios is Brian B. Shining.
And your girl J-Dub hanging out with you on your Friday morning. 5:59 on your Friday morning to be exact. Highs today near 83. Currently, it is 66 degrees in Independence.
Sup, J-Dub?
What's going on, man? Happy Red Friday to you.
I love your glasses, man. I see you.
I had to represent for the city.
Oh, yeah. It's about time for those Kansas City Chiefs.
How about those Chiefs?
Hey, man, we'll be talking with Ron Hughley coming up later on the show, talking everything Chiefs Kingdom. Y'all know how we do on this show. Plus, Hustle and Shine in the Streets. We'll let you know where we're going to be at later on. Hey. Plus, we got TMG Jimmy Fallon make some remarks about Jimmy Kimmel being taken off.
As he should.
Let's see if Jimmy Fallon get taken off soon. I don't know. That might be in the plans. But it is a Red Friday, and we got chances for you to win $1,000 and some free fall cash.
Hey.
We hustling and shining on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Shut up, Brian.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
It's good to keep your options open for a while. But at some point, for the options to be of any value, you must commit to one. The point of choices is not to maintain them indefinitely. The point is to act on the best of those choices, transforming them into experience, achievement, and richness. Being afraid to make the wrong selection is precisely the wrong selection. It is a case of your fear creating the thing you fear. Be thankful for the many options available to you. Then settle on one and make it work. It won't be perfect, but then none of the others would have been either. Rather than second-guessing your choice, do what is necessary to ensure that it becomes a good choice. Pick a path and start walking on it, leaving the others behind. That's the way to actually get somewhere. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
624 highs today, near 83. Currently, it is 64 degrees in Parkville.
On last night's Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon had to respond to Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, guys, the big story is that Jimmy Kimmel was suspended by ABC after pressure from the FCC, leaving everyone thinking WTF. This morning, I woke up to 100 text messages from my dad saying, I'm sorry they canceled your show. I go, that's not me. That's Jimmy Kimmel. But to be honest with you all, I don't know what's going on. And no one does. But I do know Jimmy Kimmel. And he's a decent, funny, and loving guy. And I hope he comes back. Yeah, a lot of people are worried that we won't keep saying what we want to say or that we'll be censored. But I'm going to cover the president's trip to the UK just like I normally would. Here we go.
This is funny right here.
Well, guys, President Trump just wrapped up his 3-day trip to the UK, and he
looked incredibly handsome.
Bro, he did a whole bit like that. Like, he just, you know, his mouth was moving, but, you know, the voice
something else happened. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was, I love a little funny humor,
Yeah.
intellectual humor,
yes,
I guess.
Make you think.
Also, Lost writer and producer Damon Lindelof says he won't work with Disney unless Kimmel is reinstated. So they're saying other talent is also weighing their options as well.
And I think it's dope that people are coming out and speaking on his behalf. Like you had David Letterman, who don't really bother nobody no more, came out and spoke the other day about, you know, what he thinks is happening. So I think it's good to get somebody who is not going to, like, what's it to me? Like, I ain't going to lose nothing. I'm going to say what I need to say. So I'm happy to see that.
In other news, Damon Dash is now suing Cam'ron for $300 million for a defamation of character. He says, quote, Cam'ron made my wife and two sons uncomfortable. I would never do anything violent, and I don't want anyone that loves me to do anything violent, so this is the only way I can handle this.
What? You need some Manny. You need some Manny. That's what he wants. He wants some Manny.
Like, he need to team up with Jay-Z. He need to work with Roc Nation or something.
Jay-Z don't want no parts to this. Jay-Z don't want no parts to this. Did you hear Cam'ron on his thing podcast this week talking about Dame?
I heard a little bit here.
I want to sue him too.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech N9ne. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
And if you didn't know, I don't know what you got going on this weekend, but Hot 103 Jams and St. James Church KC present the Loads of Love Laundry Products Drive. We are collecting laundry products for local school laundry programs and students in need. So go ahead and pull up to Walmart in Raytown this Saturday, September 20th from noon to 4, and donate detergent, softener, bleach, or laundry bags. Together, we can make a difference and make sure every student can stay fresh and confident.
First off, showing love to Myron. You are on our thoughts and minds and hearts.
Yep.
And then we had a conversation, I don't know, this was about a year or two ago, about trying to help out some students that we knew that were going through some bullying issues.
Okay.
At a particular school in Kansas City. And the bullying issues was due to some of the kids not having clean clothes. And this is a real big problem, especially in the hood, maybe in Raytown District, maybe in Grandview, but definitely in KC Mo.
Yeah.
And definitely probably in KCK too, that not all students, but some students have to deal with not being able to have the resources or money to have a washer and dryer either in your house or being able to go out
access
to the laundromat. That's like, imagine going to school and you got to wear the same clothes sometimes. You got to rewear them 2-3 times because A, you don't have enough clothes. B, you don't have a washer and dryer. C, you don't even have no money for none of that.
And if you are in like grade schools, you know, when you go to gym, you getting it in.
Oh, yeah.
If you in, you know, high school and middle school, usually you dress out for gym. But, I mean, can you imagine? Even taking those gym clothes home, you got to take them home once a week, you know, and get them washed. So having access to be able to be on the same playing field as everybody else is what we do.
And that, I'm going to give you an example. Like, we want our babies and our kids to go all out, full out, all the time, 100%, and being able to have a full 100% childhood experience. Well, some kids can't go all the way in gym like how they want to. They can't play with all the other kids. One, because they're already not clean enough. B, because they probably had to preserve their clothes and their cleanliness of their clothes maybe for another 2-3 days before they can get to a laundromat or some sort of washer and dryer. So y'all, this is more than just, you know, buying some detergent and just giving it. You are really, really helping our kids in our community with self-esteem, with trying to get to school and be their best selves, man, because it could be, look, man, y'all know how some of these kids are, some of these people. I done got roasted. And these things still go on. They will roast you until the cows come home,
and
dog.
And these are things that kids shouldn't have to worry about. So if you're going to school and you're trying to do your best and give you 100%, these are adult things that kids should not have to worry about. So if we can take that part of things and thinking out of their system, they can then focus on what they came to school to do.
So we will see y'all tomorrow. Please, man, drop off those laundry items. We're going to be at the Walmart in Raytown on 350. So, man, just stop on through. You already know we're going to pull up on you.
Bring your detergent. Bring your softener. Bring your bleach. Bring your laundry bags because we want them. We need them. We need them for the kids.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
It's time to talk Chiefs with our dog, our partner, Ron Hughley, straight up from Foolish Club Media. You can check out the Show and BK podcast before every single Chiefs game. I know I do. I got to, baby. It gets me going. And make sure you check out Brian's World as well. But it is week three in the National Football League as our Kansas City Chiefs head to New York for Sunday Night Football to take on the G-Man. And Ron, hopefully our stars will come out playing like stars, because Bucker, Mahomes, Kelce, and Jones have not been playing up to standard. Where do you think things are going this week? Will the Chiefs beat 0-3?
Well, they better not be. I've been worried about you. I know how you take these things, Brian. I've been worried about you. I had to pray about you, make sure my man is all right. Because you look like you may have thrown a hat, maybe punched a wall. I know this really gets to you, but listen, I'm in the space right now where I'm still more annoyed and frustrated than I am concerned. Clearly they're not playing with all of their parts, but even with that, they're just making big mistakes. As much as they're missing, you know, their top two weapons and some injuries on the defensive side too, their mistakes are as big a deal of why they're losing these games. And the thing that makes you more frustrated and not concerned is, as you listed off the top, the mistakes are being made by the dudes that you don't believe are going to make mistakes, and except for Juwan Taylor. And that's the part where it's more frustrating than you are really concerned that maybe they in a bad spot.
Ron, with our Chiefs, there's a couple different things we talked about last week that are areas of improvement. And a lot of people have been speculating if it's worth looking at Tyreek Hill. Is it worth getting some wide receivers?
Oh.
When it comes to trading, so far, do you feel like it is necessary for our Chiefs to make some trades at least by the midseason?
Yeah, I think they've got to add to this team. But I think wide receiver is That one's one to think about, because you have to remember, in midseason, this looks a lot different with Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. Now, Tyreek, who you spoke of, is unique because of the relationship and the history that he has here. See, I don't think that's the space. I think running back is probably more impactful, because when we look at Tyquan Thornton, who has just been running free the first 2 weeks, somebody's got to hit him more. That guy becomes your fourth receiver when you have Rice, Worthy, and Hollywood Brown. Their running back situation, they need somebody who is more explosive. So that is the route to me midseason, more than going after a wide receiver or a Tyreek Hill like that.
B-Shine is best bet this week. The defense been playing not lights out last week, but major improvement from week one. Over or under 19.5 points. I'm going under, Ryan, for the Giants.
Yeah, hopefully it ain't the damn Giants that came out last week.
It's the little Giants.
That's what I was going to say. Didn't they just score 40 points? Or 37?
Yeah, hopefully Russ don't throw for 450 again. I'm listening. They scored 6 points week one against the Commanders and then went crazy against that Dallas defense. I'm with you. I think the Chiefs defense, they were on some weird stuff week one. And it looks like Spags is starting to figure out, I can't put Shamari Connor in coverage anymore. So I feel like they're getting better. So I'll go under.
Yeah, put Shamari Connor in linebacker or something. He can't cover it.
I'm going over.
Going over D.
Yeah.
Yikes. Okay. We're gonna hold you to that next week.
Yeah.
Speaking of next week, Ron, we'll holler at you next Friday as we prepare to take on the Baltimore Ravens as they come flying in to Arrowhead.
Another busted bird.
Make sure y'all, again, check out the Show and BK podcast, courtesy of Foolish Club Media. Ron, thank you so much. We'll holler at you next week. Be a blessing.
All right.
Busy Bit Man, 816 Day. We on Hustle and Shine.
Hustle and Shine in the Morning has teamed up with our friends at J.E. Dunn to celebrate and recognize the real MVPs in our community. Individuals who embody the spirit of community outreach and positive change in Kansas City. Today, we are spotlighting this week's Hustle Hard, Shine Bright nominees. Asia Ellison nominated Crystal Ellison. Asia tapped in and said, Crystal is a hardworking single mother of two who never stops pushing. She goes above and beyond for her kids, her family, and her community. Despite wearing many hats, she continues to show up with strength, love, and determination every single day. For over 10 years, she served as a dedicated attorney. She's also the author of an amazing book on anti-bullying and a proud participant in the Lead to Read program, helping young children strengthen their reading skills. On top of all of that, she serves as a JAG officer, fighting for our country. And beyond all of these accomplishments, she has countless more. Crystal is a true definition of leadership and carries a heart of gold, still making time to give back in this community. Crystal is truly deserving of her flowers. Her commitment and her heart for others continue to inspire us all. Our second nominee comes from Jayla Valerio, who nominates Rashida Valerio. Jayla wrote, Rashida is the founder and owner of Social Emotional Yoga with Mrs. V. She provides a well-trained team to go in and help our youth find ways to regulate their emotions with children in schools, daycares, and before and after programs. She is very passionate about teaching and is amazing at what she does. Go to KPRS.com and nominate your community MVP, a person who deserves to be recognized on a Hustle Hard, Shine Bright community spotlight. One community nominee will win a $250 gift card Friday, October 31st at 7:52 a.m. A big thanks to our partners at J.E. Dunn, building authentic partnerships and enriching lives through inspired people and places, caring about Kansas City for 75 years, and Hot 103 Jam.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
Let's get in the booth, D.
Okay.
Come on. Ooh. Let you know where we finna be this weekend, y'all.
I like that. Let me get in the stool real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, come on. Get up and get out. It's Friday. Check or deposit. You just got paid. Hustle shine in the morning always. Go outside. We gon' win today. Now, usually I take time to shout out them Lee Summit North Broncos.
Okay, okay.
But I ain't gonna be there this week because they in Arkansas.
Oh, wow.
Handling business.
Okay.
And my nephew, number 71, Marcel Reed, tonight in Arkansas, down south. He gonna put somebody in the dirt.
I see you. I see you.
And then, of course, we got our Loads of Love laundry drive going down tomorrow.
Yep, yep, yep.
12 to 4 p.m. We're collecting your detergent. We'll collect your laundry bags, anything you need to softener, wash clothes, we need it.
Softener, bleach, all the good things. Bring it all in. Bring it all.
Where we going to be at, J-Dub?
We
Walmart? We're
going to be at the Walmart in Raytown.
350.
350 Highway.
That's right. I know J-Dub be there. Hustle and Shine will be there. Julie will be there. Play will be there. Cousins, we need you to be there and help us make sure that we keep our kids fresh, clean, and confident. That's what we doing, baby.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then Saturday night, tomorrow night, I'm going to be at Patio.
Really?
My dog, Els, we got another one doing an Usher tribute.
Ooh.
Yeah. So all the confessions, all the verses,
mm-hmm.
all the, what, 8701, My Way.
Yep.
Even the 90s joints from 95, 94 when he was with Devontae Swang and Puffy. I'm playing all the Usher
gonna
hits.
Play it. Make sure. So tell people to go ahead and listen to it now so when they get there, they know all the words to the song.
Exactly.
Because if you don't know where Usher was at 7 p.m. On the dot, I'm listening. Okay.
All I do is think of you. Someone new. You don't know that song?
Yeah,
no?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Yes, I do.
I think only me and you know it. And then, of course, the NFL Sunday, I'm going to be at the crib watching church first, then immediately going to Red Zone watching that.
Yeah.
And then our Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football showing our complete blanks around the world as we smack up the New York Football Giants. Cousins, we just want to make sure that you have a good, fun weekend. And remember, on behalf of Hustle and Shine in the Morning, please, our number one advice, don't be an idiot.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:24 on your Red Friday. Partly sunny skies today. Highs near 83. Currently, it is 65 degrees off 40 Highway in Blue Ridge.
Kanye West, man, he was wilding out on Kris Jenner. And this is from, I guess, a new documentary he got coming out.
Okay.
Take a listen to this.
10% of what people say, at least, or maybe, am I lying?
It doesn't matter.
Am I lying? It do matter! It does matter! It does matter! Mm.
you. It doesn't matter what the internet says. It matters what we think, yay.
So what do you think? Did you have an effect on my mental health?
Yes. 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 I'm saying yes. And I love you.
So that was a clip from In Whose Name, Kanye West's doc, and they were discussing his stance on medication and the effects on his mental health. So he just needs some help, dog. I just hope that the people around him realize that.
He stays crashing out. That's for certain. I really do hope he gets some help as well.
Kalani, speaking on, I guess, a new AI generated song or album is doing really well, and she's not happy about it.
There is an AI R&B artist who just signed a multi-million dollar deal and has a top five R&B album. The person is doing none of the work. I think you guys think that AI can just be the cover for something, which some people can use. They can make an AI cover. AI can also make the entire song. It can sing the entire song. It can make the entire beat. You can have a song that's one type of song and say, AI, make this into a country song, and it'll literally rewrite, re-sing in a country voice and redo the entire thing. And they don't have to credit anyone. This is so beyond out of our control.
Expect more of that. My thing with AI or any new technology, don't fight it. Make it your teammate.
But did you see the video of the AI person singing the song? It's really weird.
It's AI can't replace soul. Can you come back? Like Brandy. We're going to close out with this. Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Meet me at the door.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Virgo season. Happy birthday to those diligent, reliable, practical, and analytical Virgos.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Happy 26th birthday to reality star Serena Page. Happy 51st birthday to TV host Jimmy Fallon. Happy 30th birthday to R&B singer Brent Faiyaz. Happy 29th birthday to pop singer Pia Mia. Happy 43rd birthday to rapper Skepta. Happy 54th birthday to movie actress that you done seen in some of your favorite movies in the 2000s. Happy 54th birthday, Sanaa Lathan. And happy 27th birthday to basketball player for the Atlanta Hawks, Trae Young. Now let's take it home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Donald Garcia, Adia Boyd, and Classy Alcine. Happy birthday, Henry Cruz, Brandon K. Thomas Sr., and Amy Long. Sending birthday love to Gloria Duncan, Tiffany Panay, and a happy heavenly birthday to my second mother, Roslyn Brooks. Love you and miss you. And happy birthday to everybody else born on September 19th. Happy birthday, Virgo. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Shelly,
how you feeling this morning?
I feel like bangin'.
Ooh, okay, Shelly, okay.
Okay, what that check engine light looking like, though, before you start singing?
Oh, I'm sorry, that light ain't on, baby.
Boom, she said it's Friday, my light ain't on. Now, Shelly, what you gonna have to do is you gonna have to sing this song right, because I heard B singing this song word for word before we put you on the phone. So he know this song, so if you don't get it, he gonna get you.
I'm gonna roast you.
You
ready, cousin?
I'm ready. So high when you're around me, baby. I can touch the sky, baby.
Lord, help
you me. Make my temperature rise.
Oh, you all over the place. We just going, okay. Hey.
He's trying to hit you with it.
Yeah, you get a D forever. I need you to go back and listen to that again.
No. We gonna hook her up.
Okay.
You're getting two digital tickets to see The Mask live at the Folly Theater Saturday, September 27th at 7 p.m. Plus, we're qualifying you for that $1,000 in free fall cash. It's all fueled by Kansas City's number one hip-hop R&B and throwback. Tell us who it is.
It's
It's the Hot 103 Jam.
Making that real money.